Yeah, you know, first of all, world of respect for him. He's a great individual. He's exactly what football's about, in my opinion, just the way he conducts himself and the way he does things. But at the end of the day, we've got to make the best 53 for the Chicago Bears. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is to try to look and see how things work out and try to make the best 53 at the end of it. He was an effective cover guy, you know, but that all it does is really, you know, it's every place I've ever been, you get some guys that are up in age a little bit, and young guys have to come through, and that's what we're going to have to get done here. And, you know, there's a challenge out to some of those young guys to come through, and we've got to see that in the next two games. Well, it's a tough one to say right now, but, you know, there's been some guys that have stepped up in the speed positions. You know, Sean Drone, obviously, we got to get him squared away. Also, you know, DeMontre Hurst is in the mix. Jerry Franklin, although he was there last year, has been very effective so far in the preseason. So there's a lot of guys. We just got to work through it and see who that guy's going to be that can replace his production. As the return goes, we're working through those things as we go. You know, Spurlock is here, which, you know, he's had some production in the league. So he's really the first one at bat right now. But, you know, we're trying to see where Chris Williams is at. You know, we've got some other candidates also, so we just got to work through it. The same things I asked, you know, that they asked me about last time. The speed obviously shows up. We saw it on that one play. We just have to see him in some live bullet situations to see how he's going to catch punts in the National Football League and kickoffs, to be honest with you. So we just got to see that, and hopefully we get a chance to do that. I'm not sure. You know, I know he's had some production. We're working through that one as we go. But, you know, we have to really try to see what he can bring to the table. I know he's receptive to it. I know he's very receptive to it. He's a competitive guy, and anything he can do to help us win, I'm sure he's going to do. Yep. That's really a bonus right now. You know, the biggest thing that you have to really it's not just snapping it and getting laces and making sure the rotation is. It's the protection part of it, on pump protection, because, you know, you have to account for those guys. And that's really where they've improved the last couple of weeks. So hopefully we can continue that. I thought we covered better. You know, obviously, we're taking out some balls right now that probably we wouldn't take out on kickoff return, because we want to see guys evaluated. In the return game, I was not as pleased with that, obviously, as in the coverage game. So we've got some work to do there on both sides, both punt return and kickoff return. But that's experience too with some of these guys. So we'll keep it going. Again, we got 2 weeks, and we're getting ready for Buffalo. I thought both of them had good punts, or a good game after the first one. You know, both of them were a little inconsistent on the first one, but I thought both of them. I think we netted for the game 46 or something like that. So if you can do that every game, you'd be in good shape.